Hi, this is Dr. Diane Heinemann, publisher of Natural Nutmeg Magazine, and the soon-to-be-released new book, Essential Remedies for Women's Health. And today I have on our call Diane Bargroff. She is the director of Mind-Body Transformation Hypnosis Center, which specializes in fast and effective methods for weight loss, healthy eating, stress, fear and pain reduction, smoking cessation, success, motivation, sports performance, as well as fear and phobia elimination for public speaking and other issues. She's worked in the field of mind-body transformational work for 25 years, and she's a registered consulting hypnotist and certified in the virtual gastric band hypnosis program, thought field therapy, timeline therapy, neuro-linguistic programming, complementary medical hypnosis, hypnobirthing, touch for health, and healing from the body level up. Diane is a member of the National Guild of Hypnotherapists. Established in Fairfield County since 1989, her office is located at the Merritt Plaza on High Ridge Road in Stamford. And we are going to be talking to her today about her chapter in the new book, Essential Remedies for Women's Health, which is a great book on all different kinds of remedies, everything from adrenal fatigue to thyroid disease, to your general issues, and Diane's chapter, of course, which is very fascinating, on hypnosis and thought field therapy. So welcome, Diane. How are you today?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. So we have a short amount of time to cover a lot of information. So what I've been, telling listeners, if they want to find out more, certainly the best thing to do is to buy the book, because we're just going to touch on a few things in your chapter today, and then before we finish up, we'll give people, information on how they can contact you and how they can get the book from you and all of that. But your chapter is fascinating to me, and I've actually done some work with you, so I'm pretty familiar with the different modalities that you do. And I'm going to talk a little bit about, touch on each one a little bit. So the first thing I wanted to start with, which I'm a big believer in, but I think it's important and always interesting to get the perspective from, different practitioners, but you talk a lot about how your thoughts can affect your health. So I just wanted to get your perspective on that, and if you could just share a little bit on what you, what you mean by that.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I do truly believe that. Your thoughts can absolutely affect your health. We all have issues in life, and traumatic events can lead to anxiety, they can lead to depression, they can even lead to illness and oftentimes physical pain. And it's very interesting because normally with traditional medicine, we look for answers and we look at issues, but we're often trying very quick to dismiss that connection between the body and the mind, and it's really, really important. They actually have neuroscientists who are working with psychologists and immunologists, and they've created a new field of science called psychoneuroimmunology, or PNI, and it really explores that link. And, it's estimated that we have about 70,000 thoughts each day, and almost all of those thoughts are the same thoughts we had yesterday, and the day before, and the day before that, and each thought we have really affects us in many ways. It can be positive, it can be neutral, or it can be negative. And those thoughts create an automatic response in the body. And research has shown that our thoughts, our emotions, can absolutely affect not only our physical health, but also our mental well-being. And these PNI researchers have discovered that emotions like love and hate, happiness and fear, directly influence the nervous system and the immune system. And those studies have proven that just thinking vividly about an event, something exciting, a dream or a goal, or imagining it to be complete with all its benefits can cause the body to create those positive chemicals and hormones that can really help us to feel better and do better and perform better. And these chemicals known as peptides or endorphins, they actually activate the immune system, and they act to actually counter stress, and they seem to create new, healthier energy in the body. But when we think about negative thoughts or negative experiences, or we have anxiety, the brain signals the release of chemicals which can often weaken the immune system and cause the body to feel and be more vulnerable to dis-ease in the body. So our negative emotions can actually cause more negative thinking, which, if it's not addressed, can result in emotional and oftentimes physical pain or illness if it continues. So our thoughts really affect whether they're going to be positive or negative and influence the chemicals or the hormones that affect your body. So either giving you energy or taking away energy. So it's, you know, so important for us to keep our life force energy, our thoughts and our mind, to be in the most positive place possible and handle stress or anxiety in the best way that we can by not repeating it over and over and over again in our lives.
Right. And I think it makes sense. I think a lot of people might initially think, you know, like, oh, how is it possible that just by thinking a negative thought I can create disease in my body, because maybe you don't want to really accept full responsibility for that, or it's kind of like a harsh awakening, I think. But often if you just sit back and think about, so if you say to yourself, you know, like if you say a positive thought, like how does it make your body feel, versus if you say or you think a negative thought, and you really, if you're really tuned into to your body and your physiology, I think you do notice like a difference just in how you feel just by uttering those different statements.
It's absolutely true. And we think about things all the time, and when our thoughts are prone to the darker side, the more negative side, the more fearful side, more anxious side, we're going to create more stress and anxiety in our bodies. And again, just keep repeating those same thoughts and feelings over and over again. It's almost like self-hypnosis, and you're bringing yourself to a more anxious, darker state. But many people don't know how to change that. And that's where thought field therapy and hypnosis really come in, because they automatically help to neutralize those negative thoughts and feelings so you feel better almost immediately. And that's the difference, is finding some tools that really help you to feel better so you can stop that negative pattern.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I think that's where a lot of people get stuck. They might, I mean, the first step is really even just noticing or realizing when you have a negative thought. And then it's, well, how do I change that? You know, it's not obviously as easy as, easier said than done, I guess. So let's talk a little bit about thought field therapy and just tell us, you know, for people who aren't familiar with that modality, just talk a little bit about what it is and how you use it to help people.
Yeah, thought field therapy, it's a very exciting tool. I've been using hypnosis for about 25 years and thought field therapy for about 21 or 22 years. And thought field therapy, also called the Callahan Techniques, is probably one of the most powerful, dramatic, very rapid therapy that's really been ever developed. It has very natural, very distinctive protocol of healing that works with the body's own energy system. And thought field therapy is a very unique program that elicits almost immediate and lasting measurable results for most people suffering from fear, stress, anxiety, even post-traumatic stress disorder, often in just a few moments. And, you know, we're in the kind of day and age where we want instant results, and thought field therapy can oftentimes do that. It was created by a psychologist, Dr. Roger Callahan. He grew up in Westport, but moved to California, where all great things occur.
Right.
And exploring, that's true. And he began exploring alternative therapies in the early 80s. He's looking for a faster way. Being a psychologist, he was limited to speaking to people and helping people the best that he can, and sometimes it just didn't work. So he started working with the mind-body techniques, and working with thought field therapy also integrates the sciences of acupuncture with the meridian system. And the meridian system is a pathway for emotion. So when we think, we have energy that flows through that meridian system. And when we think about something positive, we get all those positive feelings that go through our body. But when we think of something negative, we also get those negative thoughts or feelings or chemicals that flow through the body. And what thought field therapy helps to do is really release those negative thoughts by stimulating certain points on the meridian system. And it really helps to alleviate the emotional, spiritual, even physical distress with very quick results. So what we do is we ask how you stimulate specific meridian points in a particular order, whatever it's called for you, and it's very specific for you, and thinking about whatever the upsetting issue is. And while you're doing that, you're thinking about a problem, and actually the field of energy that moves through the body actually begins to move, and the negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions seemingly disappear and become very neutral. Oftentimes people report to me as they're working, they can't think about it anymore. They just can't think about it anymore, which is wonderful because that means that the negative thoughts and feelings and emotions have dissipated. They feel better. The picture that they have in their mind changes. It becomes more positive or neutral, or it simply disappears. And so what happens is while we're doing that, we find that thought field therapy is really in that new field of what they call energy psychology and group therapy. And you can really bridge that mind-body connection and become a very powerful pathway for healing. And, you know, scientists have shown that we have an electromagnetic circuitry or a system of the meridians that runs all throughout the body. And it's been used for thousands of years with the Chinese. And appears to be almost a governing force in the healing and growth, as well as control system or pathway for those negative thoughts and feelings. And so by opening up those pathways with simple stimulation while you think about the problem, it reminds me almost of the lock system in a submarine. So when we stimulate those points, the lock system just opens up and moves that energy through and in the correct direction so that you feel better, you feel more relaxed, and usually you don't go back to the negative thinking or thoughts that were there before. And it just makes a huge difference for people, as I say, almost immediately.
And typically, I mean, is it just really one session that someone would have to go through, or do you recommend more of a series of sessions? And
well, you know, it really depends on the individual. I have some people who have a history of a lot of physical or emotional or sexual abuse, so they may need to come in more often. And so some people would come in once or twice usually, and feel much better and be over whatever those fears, stresses, or anxieties would be. And it really depends on the individual. It depends on their history, and it certainly depends on the situation. For instance, I've had many people come in who had a fear of flying that developed after 9/11. And so with those people, sometimes I see them just once, sometimes twice. Sometimes people need a couple of treatments to come in just to keep themselves in a great place so they can get on the plane, enjoy their trip without feeling stressed or anxious. But, you know, everyone is different. Sometimes people come in with a physical pain that's really related to a physical and emotional incident that may have happened. A perfect example I have is a woman who had been in a car accident 20 years prior. Her body healed. She thought her mind healed, but she still had a physical pain. She couldn't get rid of it. And basically with thought field therapy, we met for two sessions, and we worked with every aspect of that accident for her. The realization that she knew she was going to have the accident, the impact of the accident, the sound of the accident, the result of having to go to the hospital and what happened there, and then her healing. And over those two sessions, her pain totally disappeared. And it's not unusual at all. As a matter of fact, at the first session, it was almost gone. And I find that happens with most people who come in who have physical pain that isn't related to, you know, dismemberment or some other tragic accident that happened to their bodies. But even that can be helped with thought field therapy. So the emotions really come into play, the energy that flows through the body comes into play, and being able to move them through in a specific order, whatever's called for from the body, really helps to release the negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions almost immediately. So it makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. So whether it's physical abuse or emotional abuse, or some traumatic incident that they even just saw had nothing to do with them, that can greatly influence the way they feel, the way they look at situations. And what thought field therapy helps do is really remove that negativity. And almost as if you have a higher, wiser self thinking inside of you, it just changes the way you respond to the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That leads me to my next question. Actually, you talk a lot about work that you've done with post-traumatic stress disorder patients.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So just kind of Yeah, just elaborate on that a little bit. You mentioned it briefly in terms of like somebody who just sees some traumatic thing that's not really related to them, but obviously there's much more, you know, people with more serious effects of that too, I'm sure.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, most of us have experienced stress or loss or anxiety. We've all had difficulties in life, and it's completely natural to feel sad or detached or fearful after an event, but if it continues on and on and on, it disturbs our sleep, it really prevents us from really good about feeling good about ourselves or really enjoying our life, that's something that you'd want to get that addressed, hopefully with thought field therapy, because it's so quick. And with thought field therapy, you know, it's helped people to get over those feelings that they experience. Could even be flashbacks or nightmares or anxiety. And when people have to live with those feelings day after day, it can lead to other negative thoughts and feelings, prevent them from being able to work or have good relationships, panic attacks. And those negative thoughts or feelings can be there going on for years and years. And with thought field therapy, it doesn't really matter how long it's been an issue for people, but it really helps to eliminate that problem every day, and nearly every day. I help people eliminate fear, stress, and anxiety, usually in just a few minutes. So it's excellent for men, for women. It just helps to release grief related to loss, and instead of remembering the pain of the loss, people begin to remember the joy of their love instead.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's interesting, again, is that that freedom from fear that gets locked into the system, it could be related to the fear of public speaking, which could be related to something that happened in third grade. The fear of flying could be related to 9/11 or something that they saw in a bad movie. It could be related to driving and perhaps having an accident in bad weather. And that feeling just haunts them. Claustrophobia. For many people, claustrophobia, unless they've been locked into a small space or perhaps gotten stuck in an elevator and it's set up issues for them. For many people have claustrophobic problems, oftentimes that can go back to an old issue of a birth trauma that they may have experienced. And we very easily handle that. And for many people, it could be the fear of being in social situations. And oftentimes we help people get over the fear of surgery, medical procedures, even the fear of dying. And sometimes people don't even know what it's related to. And with thought field therapy, it just helps us to hone in on the feeling, hone in on the emotion, and really release it. We went down to New York after the World Trade Center. No one really had anything organized down there. So I had trained some other people with thought field. I took them down to New York. And we worked with about 120 people in New York City. We went down to Union Square Park. It was the closest you could get to World Trade Center. And we just put up an object sign, freeze, stress, trauma reduction. We had so many people just standing there with us in the midst of the flowers, the pictures, the candles, the memorials that were held. And people just really didn't know how to feel better. They didn't know how to feel at all, as a matter of fact. And with thought field therapy, we had been lined up in a small group. Everyone was very anxious to participate in something that could help them to feel less anxious. So they were excited. And doing this work, most people, all but for two people, they were all helped within 5 minutes. You could see the light come back into their eyes. There were tears of joy because they didn't think they'd ever smile again. And most people then took the information we had to offer for them, took it to help other people so that other people could feel better and reduce their stress and fear very, very quickly. So it's quite amazing. We've worked with people after Hurricane Sandy, and we've worked with the natural relief disaster people. We've worked with first responders. And we've helped so many people to just really dissolve those negative pictures that they have in their mind, to become more positive, to feel more relaxed, and to know that we've done the best that we can. And when you know that and you feel that, it really changes somebody's life, and it can improve, in just a few months.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm sure, like you said, you know, it can be used for not only people who are, you know, victims of some sort of traumatic experience like that, but also the mm-hmm. first responders, because, yes. you know, people tend to forget that you know, even though it didn't, quote unquote, happen to them, they're still in the mm-hmm. midst of whatever this disaster is and having to deal with mm-hmm. all of those, you know, emotions too.
Absolutely. And it's so important. And we were able to work with first responders in New York, work with some firemen as well, and it made such a difference in their lives. And you could just see that peace and harmony come within their body relaxed, their minds relaxed, and their thoughts relaxed. And, you know, everyone can use this work on a regular basis. With children, we call it magic tapping. And so we should probably call it that for adults as well, because it is rather magical in the way that it helps people to feel better, to respond better, their bodies relax, they feel more positive, and they can live their life better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So the other thing that you elaborate well on in your chapter is the work that you do with hypnosis. And I think maybe we should start at the beginning, because in terms of just helping people understand what hypnosis is or isn't, I think a lot of people have some misconception around it, or they're, you know, they've seen too many of the shows on stage where people are, you know, like falling over and doing wacky things. And
mm-hmm. Right, stage hypnosis. Which, yes, I know.
Yes, yeah, it's more the show. It's not really the therapy. But
true. It can be very entertaining for people, yes, but that's not what we do. As a matter of fact, when people come in, I do guarantee them there'll be no barking or clucking. So they do feel much more relaxed about that. So the way
they're not going to run down the hall in their underwear or anything crazy.
Nothing embarrassing at all, no.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah, so how would you, you know, explain it to someone who, you know, might have a little bit of, fear around what it really is? And
yeah, a lot of people don't understand what hypnosis is, and hypnosis is a very natural, relaxing method to create desired change for men, women, children alike, and to some in the past, the very word conjured up those old thoughts of creepy old castles, thunderstorms, helpless victims, and zombie-like trances, but nothing could be further than the truth. As a matter of fact, hypnosis is really known as therapeutic hypnosis in the way that we use it, and it's widely recognized by researchers as very safe, very natural. It's a very enjoyable state of physical and emotional relaxation, and we think that hypnosis has been around forever, possibly as old as mankind itself, and those old myths and misconceptions about hypnosis have really given way to proven scientifically sound applications, and we try to ignore those bad movies that convince people that they are under somebody's spell when it's absolutely not true at all. And virtually everyone's been hypnotized many times. So if you've ever been riding along a highway and suddenly realize you weren't consciously aware of having driven past certain familiar landmarks or whether or not you had passed your exit, you've been in a light state of hypnosis. And if you've mm-hmm. ever watched a movie or a television commercial that evoked emotions or become lost in thought while watching the light of a fire, you've already been in a light state of hypnosis. And hypnosis for many people is almost like daydreaming. Just go into a lovely, relaxed state. And the word hypnosis actually originates from the Greek word of hypnos, which means sleep. But hypnosis is not sleep, but just a natural, calm, tranquil state of conscious awareness. And during a hypnotic session, a trained hypnotist uses specific suggestions to guide clients into a very comfortable state of deep relaxation. And traditionally, while they're in that state, a person becomes actually more focused and actually has a heightened sense of awareness, and most people don't realize that. And as a result of this deepening technique, the natural endorphins, the serotonin levels in the body are increased. And what happens then is the conscious portion of the mind, that part that is usually very critical and analytical, it's temporarily suspended with the relaxation. So it allows the subconscious mind to easily accept the positive suggestions for changes that will benefit the individual. And, of course, contrary to common misconception, a hypnotized person cannot be induced to do anything against his or her ethical or moral code. As a matter of fact, while you're in that state of hypnosis, you become more aware of activity, of sound, and you're fully in control and capable of coming out of that relaxed state any time the person wishes, but most people would rather stay in that lovely state. As a matter of fact, they find that with hypnosis, 93% of recovery occurs with most people after only 6 sessions. With psychotherapy, could take 600 sessions and 38% recovery. With behavioral therapy, only 72% and after 22 sessions. So hypnosis really helps the mind and body work together to very quickly make changes. As a matter of fact, people all around the world have used hypnosis, and their doctors recommend it for help from problems from arthritis pain to painless childbirth to stress reduction, blood pressure reduction, and even heal surgery, fractures, and reduce pain and improve the healing of burns, which has been phenomenal. And many sports figures and famous figures in history have used hypnosis, like Einstein, Winston Churchill, Jackie Kennedy, and many people in the sports field use it now to enhance their performance and their focus so that they can accomplish their goals much more easily. And it works for so many things. As a matter of fact, it's almost endless in the way to be able to help people to higher sense of self-esteem, behavior modification like weight loss or smoking, success and motivation, even insomnia, which is oftentimes related to stress or fear or anxiety. And just really helping people to learn better, to study more easily, really to help the mind focus and really create a better experience for life experience in general, to create peace and a feeling of well-being. And I think we all could use a little bit more of that.
Yeah. Well, it does make sense that you could use it for so many different, I'll say, issues, because when you think about the fact that, as we talked in the beginning, that your thoughts are part of the issue that's creating negativity, that might be creating diseases or some sort of unwanted, you know, negative state, that makes sense that if you get to the root of it, which is the thought process, that you can be effective with everything from, like you said, stress, anxiety, weight loss, performance, I mean, all different kinds of situations for sure. And you spent a lot of time in your chapter talking about the virtual gastric band hypnosis program, which is a very effective weight loss program. What I love about that is the fact that it's non-surgery, non-invasive, anything like that. When so many people are going down that route of actually, you know, doing a surgical gastric band replacement, this is a great alternative, I think, to try before you actually go to the root of surgery. So let's just talk about that a little bit, and explain, you know, how that works. And
yeah, it's really a wonderful traditional therapy. Hypnosis is wonderful for weight loss. But this is a brand new program that was developed actually in the UK, and I studied directly with Sheila Granger, who developed this program. And it's been shown on TV and reported on in newspapers and all across the U.S. and abroad. And what's amazing about this, it really just helps to harness the mind to help the body believe that it has had gastric band surgery. So the person coming in, my client, would know consciously, of course, that they've never had surgery. But the unconscious mind is very much like a 5-year-old child. And if you tell a 5-year-old child what to do, it usually does it. And with the unconscious mind, your subconscious mind, what happens is that we use a lot of visualization. And with visualization, your unconscious mind or subconscious mind actually believes what it is that it's seen. So we do it over and over again to help to make these changes. And for instance, if I were with you right now and I was showing you a photograph of a cooked Thanksgiving feast, you would know consciously that it was photographed. But unconsciously, your mind would already start to send saliva into the mouth to go down the throat to make the eating of that food much more easy for you, to start to break down that food. Your stomach would automatically send out the digestive juices to break down that food. You know consciously it's a photograph, but unconsciously your body responds automatically to pictures and images. It can't tell the difference between real and imagined. So with the virtual gastric band, we're able to use a hypnosis program that causes your unconscious to believe you've had surgery without going under the knife, There's no diet, there's no deprivation, and there's no hospital stay. It's all very relaxing, and it's enjoyable, and the body, the mind, believe that you have the size of a golf ball now as your stomach, as if the gastric band were surgically installed. And it prevents overeating, and encourages smaller portions. And of course, what we want people to do is to be able to be consciously aware, but prior to hypnosis, oftentimes they were unable to do that. So the hypnosis works the mind and the body to really change the results, to change their thoughts about food, to clear stress and fear with thought fields, which is part of the program. And it allows people to lose weight easily, comfortably, and naturally without feeling deprived. And it's really an amazing change for people. And it helps about 95% of the people who work with the program. Usually the average weight loss the first week would be about 7 pounds and about 1 to 2 pounds weekly. So people are losing about a size each month. Some people lose more. Everyone is different. It really depends on their activity level. It depends on their food choices. And it depends on how they live their lives. If they can go for a walk each day for about 30 minutes, that certainly helps. And it just gives people the ability to make better choices and decisions without being deprived, without being on a diet. And most people love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, number one, I think the biggest thing is just the, you know, the ability to do something, besides having to go the surgical route, because mm-hmm. that is really, I mean, I used to do nutrition counseling for people that were basically being approved to have surgery, and so, and then I would work with them all afterwards as well, and it was just, I mean, some of the side effects are just horrendous. It's just, you know, people, it's just, I mean, I just think it's a terrible surgery to have, and that should really be a last resort for somebody.
You would hope that it would be. Yes, some people have incredible lasting results where they'll never be able to eat normally again.
Right.
And it can affect their lives. And I've actually had many clients who've already had gastric band surgery and were unable to do what it was that the band was intended to do because the emotional part of their mind was not allowing them to follow along with the healthy eating program that they needed to do in order for the gastric band program to be successful. I think the success rate with the gastric band is only about 73%. And with hypnosis, we actually have a higher rate of success with that. So we're working with the body and the mind. So it really helps you to use all of your senses and all of your sources to be able to make the changes that you've been wanting to make, but just allow you to think differently about food and to be able to eat smaller portions and feel satisfied, not feel deprived. And that's usually what causes people to overeat anyway, is that feeling of deprivation or a feeling of stress or anxiety and pushing down the feeling with food. So with our program, people don't do that any longer. They eat well, they eat healthfully, they exercise a little bit more. They do the things they know they should be doing, but they automatically do it with hypnosis, and it just helps them make those changes automatic. So it puts them on a track to success. You know,
right.
There's no
right.
magic pill that you can take that will cause you to lose 50 pounds in a week. That would be
well, we all wish there was.
It won't happen. I know.
Everybody wants the magic pill.
Right.
Unfortunately,
but this comes really close in allowing us to have a method that just helps us to feel more relaxed, more positive, knowing that we're on the right track and moving ahead, so that we can lose weight, and so that
right.
we can feel better about ourselves and enjoy the road. Because
yeah.
that route to success is wonderful, but if your goal is the only thing you're enjoying and you're suffering to get there, oftentimes people just undo all the good that they've done and they go out and celebrate with food and undo all their dieting and all the strain that they had, whereas hypnosis just makes it a very natural, easy process to do what you know is best for you.
Yeah, right. Well, it all starts in the mind. I mean, you know, you can give people all the education, and I know this through my years of, you know, just as an exercise physiologist working with people, whether it's, you know, for exercise or nutrition, but you can give them all the information in the world, and that's not really what the problem is. I mean, it's not that there's a lack of information or understanding or anything in terms of what it takes to, you know, lose weight or change your body shape or whatever your goal is. It really just comes down to mindset. It's what's going on in the mind that either helps you get there or prevents you from getting there.
Absolutely. And, you know, most people have a desire to make the change, and they may, especially with weight loss, they may be really good. I'll start on a Monday and be really good on Monday, and Tuesday it's a little harder, and Wednesday they're starting to fall off a little bit, and by Thursday, well, you know, maybe I'll start next Monday.
And then it's the weekend.
That's right. And it's the weekend. We're back to where we started. But with hypnosis, it really helps you to just be comfortable where you are, knowing that you're making changes, and it really eliminates the emotional eating. And for most people, that's key. So when you don't have the emotional eating, you're able to make those changes because, you know, we all want to feel better. We all want to feel happy. And with many people, they're going to turn to food to, one, push down the emotions, and, two, to feel better, because food is medicine. And food will cause us to feel better, worse, or neutral. And so when we make good choices, we feel better, we can lose the weight. When we make those bad choices, it's usually because we need something to feel better.
Right, exactly.
When we can feel better without using food, everything changes.
Yep. And again, I think you might have mentioned briefly, but you said that there's how many sessions typically. And also my other question would be, I would imagine this is something that people probably would, there might be some more work they need to do on their own after they go through your program, just like from a maintenance standpoint?
Well, it really depends on the individual, because what this program is designed to do, and it's actually 5 sessions, my program is 5 sessions, and what I do the first time we meet for about 3 hours. And so what I do is it really goes through a person's history, the physical and the emotional issues that have been a problem for them in the past. And if there are any traumas, what we do is we really clear them up with thought field therapy and with hypnosis. So we create those changes and really create a platform for success. It's like clearing away the stress, the things that have been in the way at the very first session. And people will go home with a pre-recorded CD that's about 22 minutes long. I'd like them to listen to it twice a day at a time when they can relax. And then the subsequent sessions are usually about an hour each. We always do a brand new hypnosis session for them. And the last session when we meet, I will record a new session for them so they can take that home. And now this is really specific for their personal needs, for their desires, for their success. And I'd like them to listen to that every day for about 28 days. And with hypnosis, it usually takes about 21 to 28 days to create new behaviors. If you were doing it without hypnosis, you would be practicing something that you wanted to do every day for about 9 months. So hypnosis really speeds up the process. And some people do need that reinforcement to listen to a CD each night or to come in periodically for another session just to keep them in the place that they want to be. So it really depends upon their life. I teach everyone thought field therapy so they can reduce their stress quickly. We do record those hypnosis sessions for them so that they can use them at home. So some people do need to come in periodically, others do not. So it really depends on the individual and how their life is moving.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that makes sense for sure. And that's good because it should, you know, with everything, I think it should be individualized programs for people.
It absolutely has to be. We're all so different.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
We have different lives. We've had different experiences. And no one has had your experiences in life. And no one will respond to them in the same way. You can have 2 people looking at an accident from one side of the street and the other, and they will have a different version of what's happened. And so for each of us, we just need a way to help ourselves to feel better, to feel happier, and to be able to make the changes that we want and to enjoy our life more. And hypnosis and thought field both help to contribute to enable people to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. So speaking of doing things at home, you have a great checklist at the end of your chapter on basically learning how to do self-hypnosis. So I was just going to have you touch on that a little bit and, you know, just talk about what some of the steps are.
Sure. You know, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So when people come into my office and they've never really experienced it before, They think that it's something I am doing to them. But it's actually something that they are helping themselves to do. I guide them through a beautiful relaxation and then with the positive changes that they want to make. And everyone can practice self-hypnosis. And self-hypnosis would be to just find something that you'd like to change in your life, or even if you just want to be able to relax more. But anyone can begin practicing self-hypnosis. And just find out a very comfortable place for you to sit down or to lie down. And you just want to be sure that you're not disturbed by unnecessary noise, or be sure to ask others, children, husbands, wives, to just respect that quiet time just needed for about 20 minutes of relaxation. And for many people, they find creating a specific time daily to practice it is good for them. First thing in the morning is wonderful, just before you even get out of bed. Or going to bed at night, you can do that as well. So just be sure to remove the children and pets, make sure they're safe. Turn off your phones, turn off electronics so you're not disturbed. And some people really enjoy bringing some beautiful music into the space, consider lots of lighting in the room to wear very comfortable, non-restrictive clothing, and you can sit down or you can lie down. And just be sure the temperature is ideal for you, not too hot and not too cold. And if you are lying down, people oftentimes enjoy a light blanket just thrown over their body, because sometimes when you're relaxing like that, your temperature goes down just a little bit. And just find a way to just clear your mind as best you can, so you can think of a relaxing place that you'd like to be in, or a place that you've been to before. So if it's a beach, you'll notice the sand or the ocean, if it's a pond, you can imagine that, or the mountains, whatever kind of space makes you feel relaxed and comfortable. And you can think about the sounds about that environment. So it could be ocean waves or seagulls or mountains, maybe a stream or birds or wildlife. So just imagine as much as you can. You perhaps even imagine the scent perhaps of the ocean or a fresh grass or flowers or even a fireplace. And just allow yourself to just begin relaxing every muscle in your body from the top of your head all the way down to the tip of your toes. Now, some people will prefer to have their eyes open and perhaps stare at a spot on the wall or ceiling. And after a few minutes, your eyes will just gently, naturally close. You can imagine walking down a staircase, just 10 steps or 15 steps, walking down to a place of peace or harmony that you might want to be in or enjoy or experience. And just visualizing the change that you want to have. So whether it's to feel more relaxed, seeing yourself, visualizing yourself more at peace or relaxed. If you want to lose weight, visualize yourself becoming slimmer and trimmer. If you want to improve your body in some way, visualize those parts of your body that might need some help. And just visualize yourself at peace and happy with the changes that you want. And if you can practice this every day for 10 or 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever you can afford, you will feel much more relaxed and at peace. And as you're doing that, your body is going to be more relaxed, your thoughts will be more relaxed, you respond differently to stress and anxiety. And it's just that special time that you can give yourself each day that costs nothing. And you can do this yourself and help yourself to make those positive changes that you'd like to make.
Yeah, that's great. You've relaxed me so much, I can't remember what I was going to ask you next.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah, there you have it. So, yeah, and like I said earlier, there's so much great information in your chapter. I mean, we've really only had, you know, a short amount of time to touch on some of the more, you know, I think interesting or fascinating things that I think people want to hear about, and certainly if they want more information, they'll need to, you know, buy the book and read your chapter. But I also wanted to give people a way to get in touch with you. So if you want to provide either a website or email or phone, what's the best way for people to contact you if they have further questions?
Sure. Well, my website has a lot of answers and a lot of information on it. I spent a lot of time to give them as much information as they'd like. They can have a short amount of information or long. So going to my website would be mindbodytransformation.com, or they can email me at Diane@mindbodytransformation.com. And so you can do either or both. I'm happy to respond. I'm happy to speak with them. They can give me a call at 203-595-0110. If I'm with a client, I will call you at the end of the day or in between, but I will usually respond within a few hours.
Okay, great. So people can visit mindbodytransformation.com to learn more about you. And if anyone's interested in purchasing the book, you do have to purchase directly from the authors. So, and we are anticipating the release of that probably around the third or fourth week of April. So,
Looking forward to seeing it. Yeah,
we're all excited. Well, thank you so much for your time today. This is a great call, as always.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, people got a lot of great information, and again, they can reach out to you for more. And
anytime.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and hope you have a great rest of your day. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, too, and spring is finally here. We can all enjoy that.
Thank God.
Yes, okay. Thank you very much. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.